once again to Duolodin's Sweet 16 episode. I guess it's episode 16 as a giveaway, and joining me this week so far is Michael.
Hi.
Chad.
Yo, yo.
And Daniel.
What up?
As always, we shall kick it off with what you've been playing. Who wants to go first? Don't all raise your hand.
You go first, girl.
I'll go first,
Sweet 16.
Nice. I've been playing a lot of stuff recently. I've been playing God of War and the God of War Collection. I've never played that game, those games. And they're really awesome games. I mean, well, I've only played the first one, but it's a really awesome experience. I still think Kratos needs to tone down his anger just a notch or two.
But that's the whole point.
I mean, he's just angry.
I know.
The guy does nothing.
What would you expect from a God of War?
But he's not a God of War yet.
He
eventually is.
To be fair, he was wicked belligerent even before he was the God of War.
Yeah, this whole first game, I assume, is setting him up as him to become the God of War. Like, there's one part where I take some dude in some cage and use him as a sacrifice to open a door to go further into the game.
I remember that was pretty sweet. The whole time you're pushing him up the ledge, he's just screaming for you not to do that.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
You are evil.
I don't know.
There are some design choices I'm not too keen on, but for the most part, you know, it's very natural. Yeah. It's nothing that ruins the game for me. Right now, I'm up to the challenges of Hades, I want to say.
Oh, man, wait till you get to the pillar. That shit is terrible.
Wait, is this the first one or the second?
The first one.
Okay, get used to Hades, because you're going to be going back there a bunch.
Am I?
Over the course of the series.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, I would think I'm near the end of this game.
Wait.
Just I wait. I also didn't care much for the random water sequences. I mean, I understand that if you're gonna do Poseidon, there's no way to avoid water. But it's just like, water stages in games tend to not be fun.
But I thought those were pretty good. Like, he swam like a torpedo. Like, you could just get.
But you had to hold down the button.
But still, it was pretty quick. It's better than most.
It's better than most. I still don't care for it because it's like God of War, and the whole point is like the combat's kind of awesome, and then you go in the water and you don't fight anything.
That's true.
So it's like Swimming of War, or whatever you want to name it.
God of Swimming.
Spinoff, right there.
Why don't they just call it Michael Phelps the Game then?
Oh, man.
Because then you'd need the mini game where you get high and take pictures.
Yeah, talk like that's a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you need the mini games. I've also, by a friend who just been downloading an Xbox Live Arcade title, so I got to check out a couple of those. I played Rascals,
cool,
which is a really awesome game. I wish there was a bit more stages in the multiplayer or a bit more modes, because I think it's the one race to the finish. Just a bunch of different. I think there's, I want to say 16 stages, but it's done in 4x4, so it's not like you can pick and choose.
Okay.
What else did I play? Zets Cubed, which is an odd like shoot 'em up where, like, instead of like shooting you and stuff, enemies drain health if they get past you. So you have to kill them while they're in front of you, because if they pass you, they sap off health. It's a weird concept, and then there's like time traveling involved and stuff like that. What are you drinking?
Tea. What the
spilled all over my face.
Did you just drown yourself? Tea?
I feel bad that we're laughing about this while he's choking.
Whew, continue, Earl.
Hold on.
See my face. So, Rascals.
Rascals,
or,
yeah, fine.
Zed Cube.
That's I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. And then I also got to check out Super Meat Boy, which is a really awesome game. It's a fun platformer, and I really am kind of tempted to buy it, but I really don't want to spend any money on new games at this point.
If you're going to buy it, get it on PC. and plug your 360 controller into it, because the PC version has to get updated. Yeah. He just, like, remember the Super Tofu Boy thing? He would just throw characters in for the hell of it.
Oh, there's no Super Tofu Boy in the 360 version?
No, they can't just update the 360 version like that. And you'll get a level editor, so if you're keen on getting all of these massive amount of community-created levels, then you'll get access to those. If you, like I said, you could just plug a 360 controller and play it on there.
Well, you mean you have to figure why a 360 controller...
Or you could just buy an adapter thing so you can use your wireless 360 controllers. Either way.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy it, get on PC.
But yeah, it's a fun game. I think I would take... I guess it would be called micro-platforming, since most of the stages can be beat in like 10, 15, 20 seconds. So it's not really that long of a stage, but...
Is it like timing-based, like the quicker you do it, or is it just...
Yeah.
Get to the end.
As far as there's a certain time that you have to beat in order to get an A plus on the stage. But there's also stuff you can collect in the stages, like there's warp zones that you have to find, and there's bandages, I think, on almost all the stages that you have to collect. Mm. Some other stuff. Like there's a world, and then there's a dark world version of it. So it's like the same stages with a lot more evil stuff involved, like Sovereigns. And I don't know what that bone thing is he always dies on. But yeah, I recommend checking out this game.
Okay.
So, what have you been playing, Michael?
I have been splitting my time between three things these last couple weeks. One is Dance Central for the Kinect. Awesome. It's fucking amazing.
How come we haven't had any videos of you dancing yet?
Because those will never be released publicly and stray from my view only. It is ridiculous.
About photos on Facebook.
I'll get it on there eventually. Laugh and envy my sweet dance floor skills. But it's really fun. It's pretty basic.
Basic compared to what other... I mean, I guess
like there's no like progression really. I think like most of the songs are unlocked by the time you start it, and it's pretty much just, it's a party game straight up. Like there's no single player mode except for like getting points, and. But it's really fun. I mean, it's cool. It's worth the purchase of a Kinect, or has justified mine at least. And I'm enjoying.
I wouldn't imagine a game like that suits a progression system though, because that's kind of all you want it for, is just to stand and dance.
Yeah, true. And that's just like in comparison to something like Guitar Hero or Rock Band, where they have like, I don't know, like a tour mode or something like that. Like that is just like it's devoid of anything like that. It's dance mode, workout mode, or party mode, and that's all it needs. It's great. I'm looking forward to a sequel. And I've also been playing Enslaved, which I think is awesome.
Before you go on, okay. I asked you this before, but have you checked out the bottom of your avatar shoe yet?
I can't do it. I don't know why. Maybe I'm too tall, but like my guy just... Every time I try to bend, he just like... The face immediately goes to the groin, and... there for a little bit.
Story of my life, bro.
So yeah, it's a work in progress, but hopefully I can go a little bit lower or check out what's under that shoe. God. So Enslaved. That's also good. It's a good Andy Serkis romp. It's like Dragon Ball Z, but in the future with, I don't know, a dude, muscular dude with no shirt. Story's really good. The characters are awesome. It's pretty basic gameplay. Nothing exciting, but just kind of like a interactive story, I guess, would be the best way to put it. But I'm enjoying
it. Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, what's what?
It's like Metal Gear Solid or not that story-driven?
Not that. Like, the bits of story that are there are extremely well... I think it was written by the guy who wrote... 28 Days Later and like The Beach. So they hired like an actual screenwriter for it, so like there's an effort made into the narrative, which is nice. And yeah, I don't know, it's pretty fun. I think it's like a Roman eclef, I think that's the proper term for some ancient Chinese story or proverb or something. Journey to the West. Does that ring a bell? Yeah, it's kind of tagging on that, so it's interesting. I don't know. It looks really cool. The setting is great, and they use a lot of nice vibrancy throughout. But I don't know, probably not worth 60, but I got it cheap, so it's good. And I've also been playing Lara Croft and the
Guardian of Light.
That one, yeah. And it's weird. The like ancient like Indian dude that you resurrect, or what is it? I don't know, like TikTok or Totec, yeah. He's voiced by Optimus Prime from Beast Wars. So it's like the most hilarious thing ever because he doesn't even try to do an accent or whatever. It just sounds like he's sending commands out to the Autobots, but it's Lara Croft. And they don't really interact with each other. They just kind of like say monologues at like just throughout the thing. So I find it unintentionally hilarious, but the gameplay is awesome and I'm having a really good time with it.
What do you have it for?
360.
Do you play with somebody?
Yeah.
Aw.
Co-op, local. Check it.
I've been trying to finish
it. Wait, what is local co-op? What is this? I've never heard of this before.
Oh, it's
it's a mystical
beast. Is it online?
It is also online, yes. It's a downloadable title.
No, I'm asking about local co-op. Is local co-op online?
Oh.
No. When you sit in the same room and you play on the same system.
Wait, more than one person in a room?
In the same room? The hell are you guys talking about?
It's a novel concept. It's kind of weird and bizarre and strange, but it's fun. And it kind of sucks because I was over at a friend's house yesterday and we couldn't find any games that have four-player co-op on the same screen. So that's why we ended up playing Rascal Races because that's fifth screen and we took turns playing Super Meat Boy.
I love it when you get a group of friends together and play Super Meat Boy.
I'm not sure if you meant that to sound dirty or not. Chad, what have you been playing?
Continuing my little romp through Steamdom here, I played The Witcher.
How do you like it? I've been so interested in that.
It's pretty cool. It doesn't run the greatest on like my laptop, because it's a laptop. But, I have to run it on the lowest settings or whatever, so it's not exactly gorgeous. But the gameplay is, it's interesting. It's kind of, like, really timing-based. So it's not like a regular action RPG where you just, like, roll up to dudes and hit, like, the attack button to attack. It's like, you click the mouse, and then at a certain point during the animation, there'll be a little on-screen prompt to click the mouse again to continue your combo or whatever. And if you do it too early, he just screws up and stops. And if you do it too late, you just don't have a combo anymore. It's just another regular attack. So that's
pretty
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's different anyway.
How's the story?
Haven't really gotten into the story too much. I only played about an hour and a half. It's the standard, oh my god, you used to be a badass, but then something happened, and you can't remember anything anymore. It's like they wasted all their innovation on the battle system, and we're like, well, fuck, guys, we gotta have a story. So, Amnesia? Amnesia sound good? Okay, let's do it.
That's not an original. Yes, let's do it.
It works.
But a lot of time it doesn't, really.
No. What other games do the home? I know, what is it? Lost Odyssey does the memory thing?
Amnesia
does it, funnily enough.
It would be funny if Amnesia didn't do it. Like, I remember everything. This game just is him going through his memories as an old man. That would actually be an interesting game because you could get a bunch of different time periods and gameplay types, like if it's a war vet, you can get like two or three different wars and weapons.
I feel like some indie developer somewhere must have done that at some point, or is planning to do it.
That's the next Call of Duty, you heard it here first.
Well, in Black Ops, you cut the main guy, can't remember what it about the numbers.
I'm assuming he just didn't want to remember that he was in the game. have you been paying
He certainly
anything
didn't
else?
Remember that he was supposed to be American.
No.
I was in GameStop the other day and I saw Devil May Cry 4 for 360 and it was like $9. So I said to myself, okay, that has to happen. So I bought that and played through a little more of it again. It's still totally Devil May Cry 4, which I put like 80 hours into on PS3.
Wait, so you rebought the game you already have for another console?
Yeah.
And paid
$10 for achievement points in an awesome game? Yeah, I will do that.
But you already have the game, unless you sold your PS3 version.
I did.
Oh, why?
Because I was done with it.
Apparently not.
Well, that was a long time ago. So, hey, shut up. How about that?
That's why
anyway.
You don't sell games, because you never know when you want to go back to them.
Yeah, well, this isn't Lesson Corner here. So, yeah, I played through that. And it's funny that you brought up Enslaved, because, Ninja Theory is obviously working on the next Devil May Cry game.
It's true.
I'm curious.
Whether people like it or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people seem not to.
Not camp. Like, most people agree that the story in Enslaved was pretty awesome. Like, would you say that was probably the high point?
I would concur. That is the only high point of that game.
And the combat is negligible at best and kind of
laggy. Shit, terrible. Devil May Cry is in for a weird change of pace.
See, Devil May Cry, the story has always been kind of laughable, and that's always been kind of okay with me, because that's not what I go to that game for.
Yeah.
I go to it for the crisp combat, and I'm really scared that Ninja Theory is not going to be able to do that. Because even in this one, this is the fourth game in the series, DMC4 or whatever, and a lot of people didn't like it, and it's definitely not the best in the series. It's marginally better than 2, which is generally considered an abomination. But even then, like, it was really, really good, and there's just not that many games that do that, that do combat that well. Bayonetta, obviously, is the most recent example, and that was pretty badass. But,
that was also nonsensical.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't need story. People don't go to those games for the story. They go to it for the combat. So trading it off with a team that's known for their story and not so much their combat kind of scares me a little bit. Just a little bit.
How is Heavenly Sword, or whatever that other game was that they did?
Heavenly Sword's okay.
It was serviceable.
Was it like combat-based, or...?
It was very God of War-esque.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, I love God of War too, but it also has a very different feel than Devil May Cry has.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. So I was playing that some more. That was kind of nostalgic, because it was more Dante action, and I'm always down for more Dante action.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think. Obviously, I played more StarCraft, but that goes without saying.
Even though you just said it.
I feel like there was something else in there, but if I can't remember it, it must not have been that good.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
Okay, so while we have a moment, we shall introduce Anthony, who came sometime during Chad's section.
What's up, everybody?
Yo.
I came straight here instead of grabbing food along the way. I just came back. My school starts on Tuesday, and I have a lot of stuff to get done today and tomorrow, including I'm writing the guide for IGN for Lost in Shadow, that Wii game that came out a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And basically, I am nowhere near close, and that was a giant form of procrastination, which... My brother was in town, and I never get to see him, so I guess it's justified, but I guess I'm just going to have to play video games all day.
That sucks.
It's the worst.
A terrible, terrible curse.
It's the worst part-time job ever.
I would not wish that upon my worst enemy.
No.
But, Daniel, what have you been playing?
I have been playing... This probably won't succumb to a surprise of any of you. I've been playing Time Splitters Super Perfect, because I managed to get a PS2 emulator running.
Hell yeah.
And realized just how much I love that game.
You have Time Splitters? Go figure.
Time Splitters was the best.
It's a fun game. I don't think it's...
Yeah,
it,
I'm a little disconcerted.
It broke my heart when they disbanded.
Well, I mean, aren't they... Didn't they reform the Crysis team?
Crytek bought the company out, and quite recently they've been talking about how now that they've got nothing to do because they finished up the Crysis multiplayer, that they might start Time Splitters 4 again. But let's put it this way, if we do get another Time Splitters game, it'd be in 2012 or 2013. We're not going to see one anytime soon.
Yeah.
And I've also been playing Fable 3, which I have very, very mixed feelings about.
Between joy and greatness?
No. So, the combat is good as it always has been in Fable, but the rest of it, I just don't know what Lionhead were thinking when they were doing it. If anything, Fable 3 is the epitome of why morality systems in video games don't work. So, right at the beginning, you have to go and see someone, and she's talking about how all the staff are worried in the castle. And you think, all right. So you go up to the staff, and you're given a choice. Do you give them an encouraging speech or a harsh one? And it's obvious that one is good and one is bad. So you pick whatever one you want. And then some shit goes down, and you ask to sign a petition because the king, who is your older brother at that point, is doing something that the citizens don't like. So obviously you can either choose to sign the petition or flip the guy off. And obviously it's obvious that one is good and one is bad. And then again, this woman runs up to the king and says she doesn't like how he's doing something. So he threatens to kill her. And then your friend stands up for her and he says, all right then, I'll kill you. And so your character sort of interrupts and says, and the king goes, all right then, you decide who dies. And it's obvious that one is good and one is bad, even though someone will die. So you either choose whether you kill this random woman or you kill your friend.
I feel like there's a bit of a theme here.
Yeah. And so that's the... And then after that, the guy who trains you in combat says, oh, we need to go and we need to lead the revolution against this guy. It's like, okay. So not only have you basically explained to me that the game is incredibly black and white with it regarding its morality system, but the story is rushed as well. So, and then you go off and gain followers by helping people out. And so if you imagine, if any of you have played Fable 2, imagine that, but really dumbed down. So you don't really get any choice between what you level up regarding magic and skill and strength. You don't really... You get extremely bland choices when it comes to morality. It's like they've just removed a lot of the game. So like, there's not even a health bar now. You just have to go on some random... I don't even know what indicates your health in this game. It's just...
Blood slowly creeping in from the side of the screens, and if you avoid damage, you goes away.
Yay, vignetting.
I mean... I just don't know what happened. They just dumbed down the game so much, and I would go so far as to say it's not Fable anymore because you're not really choosing anything. It's just this or that. Because I don't know. It's not a great game. It's not bad either. It's just meh.
Middle line. It has some problems. But it's fun.
The combat can be fun. And it was also...
menu system.
Oh, yeah. So someone at Lionhead decided, you know those menus that have been really nice and convenient? Well, they're not nice and convenient that right now, so we're going to take the start menu away and actually make it so you have to walk around and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, that's going to be a lot slower. And then I saw, before it was released... Peter Molyneux's like, no, don't worry, it's actually faster. We've done some playtesting, it's actually faster. And then in-game it's not faster at all, because you have to press start to go to the sanctuary, and then if you want to change your clothes, you have to... So let's just say you want to change your tattoo that's on your face. So you have to run into the room with your clothing. You then have to go up to these mannequins and change it over. You have to press RT a couple of times and change it over to tattoos. and then you have to remove the tattoo that you've already got, and then change the tattoo, put the tattoo you want on. It's just not faster at all, and I don't think they've gone backwards. Sequels are about going forwards, and they haven't done that at all. And I'm not looking forward to the endgame scenario, because from what I've heard, it's a load of crap.
You must tell us about that.
I will do, once I get to it. Oh, here's one thing that I was told, because I'm borrowing the game off a friend. I was told that there's no point being good. And I was like, great, so much for a morality system that works, you know.
Most games don't really reward you for being...
Yeah, but in Fable 1 and 2, you could go either way, right? And I quickly noticed this, that you get given a weapon, and it's like, oh, you end up getting plus 30% damage if you end up killing 3 innocent villagers with it. Oh, I'll go and do that then, because, you know, you want to get a better weapon. I don't even know why they bother with the morality system, really.
Well, I think it's a nice catch for people, and it does kind of give you an reason.
Yeah, but at least in Fable 1 and 2, there were incentives for being good. Whereas
there's some type of incentive.
Well, considering from what I've heard in the in-game scenario, if you do the good thing, you don't end up amassing enough money to fend off the army or something. And so, you know, I don't know. I'll play it. I'm going to play it and get the achievements, and I'll give my verdict on it, but I'm not looking forward to the in-game scenario whatsoever.
And, well, I guess Anthony kind of answered, but have you been playing anything other than The Austin Shadows, if you got to play any of it?
I have been going through Donkey Kong Country Returns. Co-op would be nice on that if my friends didn't suck, but, you know, they hop on my back, and it's just, you lose 2 lives if I die. Anyway.
Then you don't die.
Yeah, you don't die, and that's all solved.
I think you just need to get better at the game, maybe.
It sounds like it to me, too.
Well, when your co-op partner is purposely trying to kill you, it's...
Oh, okay. So it's the new Super Mario Bros. Wii mentality.
Yeah. I mean, you want a hard difficulty, there it is. It's called co-op. But aside from that, I picked up Bit Trip Fate, finally. I'm enjoying that, even a little bit more than Sin and Punishment. I've delved into Fluidity a little bit, and
I
did.
Still want to check out.
Do what?
Still want to check that out.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting, and there's a lot that I've yet to discover with it. It's a mix between elements from Super Mario 64, as in there's a world that you know constantly find stars or rainbow drops in. And also elements from Metroid, because you eventually power up. You get different abilities, and it's interesting.
What type of different abilities do you get as water?
Well, so far, the only one that I've gotten that's actually helped out quite a bit, if you hold the 1 button, it allows you to gather, where usually you'd just be tilting your remote to try and pull your water so you didn't lose any of it. If you hold the 1 button, it'll gather it in a ball, and if you hold it long enough, it'll explode, which will help you open up different doors and whatnot. But it's also just really helpful for keeping all your water in one place.
Yeah, because I know you can turn into steam and ice, but I didn't think those were power ups.
I'm sure it will be. I haven't gotten to that part yet. Okay. Aside from that, I picked up Dead Space Extraction and House of the Dead Overkill for some light gun action.
Oh, Overkill's awesome.
Yeah, Overkill. It actually, I think, got beat recently in the Guinness Book of World Records for most F-words.
Yeah, I think Canon Inch 2.
I thought it was Mafia 2.
One of those 2 games.
Yeah, probably one, maybe.
Something that came out on the HD consoles.
Excuse
in August.
Excuse me? I think you mean to say one of those 2 fucking games?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Motherfucking game fuck. Yeah, that's how it's done. That's how you do it. That's how you get in the Book of World Records, which, on a side note, it's a complete waste of time now. Have you noticed how big the book is? You notice what kind of stuff they're putting in World Records?
Anything.
I saw a video on either Joystick or Kotaku where some guy got put in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest amount of time playing a video game in free fall.
Believe it or not, over here...
Isn't that kind of limited?
Yeah, it's like I've played the most video games while sitting in my blue chair here.
Speaking
Here, when they released the Guinness Book of World Records for people to go out and buy, they actually have a separate video games edition. That's how stupid it's got. Cool.
Yeah, we have a video game edition too, and I haven't really looked into it.
Oh, do I? I didn't know that. I would read that.
Yeah, the guy played Super Mario Galaxy 2 for about 12 minutes in one of those things in California where it's
free fall.
Yeah, it's skydiving, but it's just a bunch of air pushing you up. So it's the sensation of, you know, skydiving, free falling. But
if you're not falling out of a fucking plane, I don't want to hear it.
Well, if you were playing Galaxy for 12 minutes while you're falling out of a plane, that'd be pretty incredible.
That would be a record, especially if you kept the... But actually, that reminds me, there's an event, I think it's tomorrow through, I want to say, Wednesday in New York City for Little Big Planet, where they're going to set the world record for longest consecutive time playing a video game, for most video games in a video game. I think, how do they phrase it? Most types of video games present in one game, most number of people consecutively playing the same video game. And they say 5 or 6 world records they're doing for the channel in the next 2 days.
They need to be a little bit more picky on what makes a world record.
I mean, admittedly, speaking, that is a world record.
Admittedly, when someone says to me, I don't know, X person has the Guinness World Record for Y, I really don't give a stuff.
No. I mean...
Like, there used to be some impressive ones, but...
There are cool ones, like longest fingernails ever.
That takes dedication.
It does. Or tallest man or oldest person, those kind of things.
That's not, okay, I have to say, that was kind of cheap because it's just like you were born that tall. Well, I mean, not born that tall, but.
That's, I mean, those are actually worthy of documentation.
Yeah.
Things that people actually put work in instead of just sitting on a chair, bashing buttons on a controller for like 12 hours or something. You know? Because anyone can do that, really.
But can you set a world record doing it?
Do you?
Evidently, we can. Just I'm not going to, because I have better things to do with my time. Funnily enough.
So, yeah, I think, unless you have anything else, that should be a wrap for what you've been playing this week.
I'm playing Black Ops, supporting indie independent developers.
Still supporting that independent developer, Activision.
My roommate, who I'm sure a few of you have gotten to know over Twitter, will not stop playing that. And I'm actually very not... for Black Ops. I'm not a fan of the style. I can understand why some people would be, but I'm not a fan of Call of Duty games. And he got into that, and he tells me that he knows Modern Warfare 2 is better, but since it's newer, he has to do this one. And
hang on. I think that just confirms my suspicion that I am the only person on Earth who thinks that Black Ops is better.
Well, there are people, but it seems like...
Well, I haven't seen anyone else that thinks that Black Ops is better. I'm serious.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know that he's been playing that an insane amount.
So I assume it runs at a size 60 frames per second, because anything else would be uncivilized.
Uncivilized is right.
It depends on what he's playing on. If he's playing it on PC, then of course it won't run at solid 60. It's designed
He's on Xbox.
60.
So yeah, I think that should do it this week. Okay, break. So, welcome back, and this has been a rather show week for news, so...
Wow! Man, that was the least explosive comeback ever.
I'm sorry.
I have been floored by the excitement in your voice. I am, ready to go now.
It has been a bad week for news.
You are the Don King awesome of podcasts.
Bad week for news, bad week for Sony, too.
It's always a bad week for Sony. It's actually been a bad 4 years for Sony at this point, 5. But this is the year of the PS3.
It's the year for the PS3, not for the right reasons, though.
How many years in a row has it supposedly been the year of the PS3?
Every year since it released.
It's the 5th year of the PS3. They are on a record for most years of not doing anything.
Nah, 2011, though, is definitely beating out every other year.
It's jam-packed with games. I just don't want to prematurely say that because... Nintendo and Microsoft really haven't announced anything for this year. And I don't know about Microsoft, but Nintendo, for the most part, doesn't do anything until they need to.
Yeah, but Sony...
Side note, have you guys seen that PS3 has no game meme thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. What is this?
Okay, one sec.
How people talk about they're playing games on their PS3 and they're like, but the PS3 has no games.
Oh, the one I know.
The meme comes from basically there's a PS3 comic that a PS3 tries to ask a girl out and then she rejects him and then he puts up a big shrug thing. Oh, PS3 got no game.
I was about to say, I know about the PS3 chalkboard, which is one of my favorites. But that's not, you know, it's not bad, Sony. We do that way too often.
Either way, the PS3 may have games, but people ain't sure as hell ain't going to buy them anymore, are they?
People sure as hell ain't going to buy them no more.
Now that they don't have to.
Well, they don't have to.
They don't have to, and I guess that segues into the PS3 Does it have a name?
No, because it's not any specific thing. So... It really needs some explanation. So basically what happened was is when a developer makes a game on the PS3, Sony have to generate a number, and what that number says to the PlayStation, the console, is this is legitimate software, we want it to run. So basically they figured out how to generate those keys. So anyone can make anything and generate an encryption key for it, put it on a USB stick, and the PS3 would go, right, this is legitimate software, I'm going to run it. And what this means is Sony can't fix it, even though they said they will do, because the only way they can fix it is if they change the way the keys are generated.
Which
means
break everybody's system.
It wouldn't break the system. But what
breaking for playing games.
What it would mean is every game that's released up to the point where they change it will not work. So it's either Sony do nothing about it, or they invalidate 4-5 years worth of games.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, that won't happen. And think of it this way. Is with the PSP, to pirate games, you need custom firmware, right? You don't even need that for a PS3. That's how bad it's gone. That's how bad it is.
I get that piracy is a bad thing and hacking's terrible, but... I mean, the Wii's been hacked since, like, day one. The DS, the 360. It hasn't really had a negative impact overall on the consoles.
No, but... In the case of the PS3, it could be that Sony can actually do nothing about it. So,
in
the case of the 360, you need to mod the firmware, and Microsoft can tell this, and they just ban your console outright. But I don't think Sony can detect this at all.
But yeah, what I mean is that if, you know, if anything, it would probably positively impact hardware sales because people can now hack it.
But Sony don't make money off hardware sales.
I thought they did.
They may do, but it's not. What keeps Sony going is software sales, and if you cut that out...
I don't see... if you think about it, the 360, the Wii and the DS still sell a tremendous amount of software. And yes, they get pirated, but it's not like everybody's going to say,
the thing that I think is different about this is that it's so easy to do it on a PlayStation 3.
It's not that difficult to do it on the Wii either.
But on the PS3 you don't need to mod your console.
Yeah, but it's exponentially easier on PS3.
Yeah.
Like we've never seen a kind of hacking like this before.
But on the same hand, it's like unless you can run it off of an external hard drive, which I'm assuming you probably can.
Yes.
You also don't get many people who have Blu-ray burners and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can run it off USB sticks and stuff.
The games?
You install custom firmware, which is already out, and you can run games and stuff off of USB sticks and external hard drives.
Oh, okay. Because that makes it a pain in the ass.
The funniest thing is the people that managed to figure out this encryption key and the guy GeoHot, who's been hacking the PS3 for a while, they don't condone piracy.
Well, yeah, it's kind of... You can hack something and not... it's going to lead to that eventually.
Basically what it's doing is a dentist saying...
That's essentially saying, yeah, I meant to shoot the gun at him, but I didn't mean for it to hit him. Yeah. I just pointed at him and pulled the trigger.
Or a dentist giving you candy as you leave the dentist's office place.
I mean, I get that, but what I'm saying is that just because he did this doesn't necessarily mean that he was supportive of
sex. He's masking it in a hole because he's one of the first people who hacked the iPhone as well. He's masking it. He may be masking it. He may be actually true, but he's saying that he's fighting for being able to run whatever software you want on your devices. And I can definitely see that. That's the reason why I don't have an iPhone.
I jailbroke my iPhone not to run pirated shit, but just because it's better that way.
Yeah. So, we can only see what happens, but it's definitely a PR disaster for Sony. And they didn't make any better by suing the guy either.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know what Sony... What can you do? It's a huge situation for them. They have to acknowledge it, but there's really nothing. I mean, it's the same way that Microsoft kind of got bad feedback when they banned everybody before Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
There's no winning against piracy, which kind of sucks.
I think the way you win against piracy is not to screw over your customers, and that's an important thing. The only problem with consoles is that happens a lot.
I don't think these are people who are like, oh, you know, I hate this company. It's just these people like, I don't want to pay for this game.
Yeah.
It's not
with consoles because consoles, it's going to be, I don't want to play this game. And
and I also personally speaking, I also feel fine that people who do pirate don't have an appreciation for the stuff they get because it's like it's free, so it's not, you don't care. It's like, oh, I played this game for 5 minutes. It's free. I'm not going to touch it.
Admittedly. I only pirate things when I can't get a demo, or I need, or it's not worth me paying until a certain point. Like, that's the way I did it with New Vegas.
Well, we won't talk about who does and does not pirate on this show, because that's going to go down.
Either way, what publishers need to realize is people want value for their money when they buy games, and we've already gone through this with the multiplayer issue.
I get that, but
you need to give out demos, and I don't mean like demos like EA do, which they just nuke after a certain amount of time, so they don't work. We need demos that need to be available all the time.
Like saying that every movie that comes out should give you a 20-minute preview to see if you actually want to watch it.
I would actually go out and see more movies if they did that. I'm not joking.
I know you're not. I just find that...
I think that's why he's laughing.
I'm a huge believer in try before you buy.
Which I understand, but it's like, you don't get, book companies don't send you out 2 or 3 chapters, even though, most places have excerpts online.
I suppose books and movies and games are all different cases.
I agree with you with the demo. I'm just saying that I don't necessarily say that I won't buy a game if a company doesn't provide a demo.
Oh yeah, well I've bought games that companies don't provide demos for.
Because there are movies that come out and they do show you 10 or 20 minute clips before they come out, which is like seeing an entire movie.
There are some games that I would have bought before I did, or I would have bought anyway that I haven't. Had they probably provided me with a demo.
Fair enough. But, what did you do before this generation?
Before this generation, I wasn't terribly into games. I was playing Halo 2. That's what I was doing before this generation.
Okay. Because demos is a rather recent thing, and I guess... Because, back in the days...
I'd play a game at a friend's house and then buy it.
Yeah, that's how most, the viral marketing, like your friend got it, you checked it out, or... Back in the days, if you remember the PlayStation Underground, they used to send you demo disc and stuff like that. So, yeah, okay. Anything else on the PS3 jailbreak hackings?
Well, there's already a program. I'm not going to call it an app because I hate the word app.
Just did.
There's already a program sort of thing that allows you to go basically... Say if you go play a game and got no trophies in it, you can then open this program and just unlock all the trophies instantly with it.
Yeah, which to me just sounds...
Okay, see, that's something I'm into. Piracy is wrong, but I'm willing to
Free trophies.
Cheat on my trophies all day long. I don't even care.
See, yeah. I don't care about trophies enough like that. Like, do people... Like, I honestly can tell you, I don't check... I have, I think, two of you on my PSN, and I don't check any of your trophies. Well...
I honestly don't even know what my trophy level is right now.
I don't, see, like, 360, you have your achievement score right there when you turn on the system.
Yeah, and I think...
You have to find your trophy score.
Admittedly, the trophy score and is less arbitrary than the gamer score count, but I think because it's just a number that you can just quickly glance at and make a quick judgment on, I prefer the gamer score. Plus, that way, with the gamer score, each achievement can have its own independent value instead of two achievements that have different amounts of effort being the same, because they're both being bronze, you have the same value.
I also hate how they do their points because you get levels and then it's like percent until you're the next level. It's like I'm like a level 6 and I have like 27% or something like that, which just sounds really odd when you're trying to explain it. But, yeah. Moving on. This Capcom has apparently decided to scrape the barrel of ideas and steal from independent developers now with, what is it, Maxtrotion?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the iPhone.
For the iPhone. Which is an awful Maxtrotion, man.
The trouble with the iPhone is...
Pitch, weren't they, originally?
Yeah, that made it sound a bit low.
They were pitched by what's their name again? Twisted Pixel. They were pitched Explosion Man to Capcom, I guess years before it came out. Or when did it come out? It came out last year, didn't it? So I guess it's sometime before they actually released it.
Yeah.
And it was declined by Capcom, and now they have their own little clone.
And apparently, Capcom's insulted that somebody would insinuate that they're copying them.
The problem with the iPhone is, like, if you have an iDevice, go on the App Store and look at all the games that Gameloft have made and tell me how many there are in there that are essentially copies. Because they've got a StarCraft copy, they've got an Uncharted copy, they've got a Halo copy, they've got, I don't know, you name it, they've got a Burnout copy, they've got all sorts.
Yeah, I get that, but I think the major difference here is, to me, is that this is a big studio copying an independent studio, whereas Gameloft is kind of a small studio just stealing ideas from a big company.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's
that, and Gameloft's been doing it forever to the point where we've kind of just written them off as a legitimate developer, where it's like, oh, that's Gameloft again. Obviously, it's going to be some kind of ripoff. Like, we've just become so desensitized to them doing it that as soon as someone else does it, we're like, wait.
As far as I'm concerned, right, if you have a game on that, if they had Explosion Man on the iPhone, right, then they have a little bit of validity to their complaint. But because they don't, then, you know, it's just like Capcom beat you to it, so what? They said, one of the guys, the main guy who was complaining about it, said, oh, I guess we'll just have to make a better game than them on the iPhone. Go and do it. You know, beat them to their own thing. Well,
I guess, but I mean, I understand what you're getting at. I still don't think that
one of the big arguments
there.
For Gameloft is, all they're doing is just bringing your favorite console games to the iPhone. Maybe that's all Capcom's doing. They're filling a hole. They're filling a hole.
It's the studio size, I think, because I think Capcom has a big enough studio that they really shouldn't be porting independent games and disguising it as their own. They should have went to them and said, we have an interest in bringing this to the iPhone. Would you like to work with us?
I mean, what frustrates me is that they go through all this trouble to act insulted that someone's drawing the connection. Like, no, just man up and say, yeah, we thought it was a good idea, so we decided to put it out on iPhone.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, the fact that they're trying to be all coy about it is what pisses me off.
Because, I mean, honestly, there's a ton of video games that just rip off other ones, shamelessly. But they're kind of like, you know, we're not doing that. I can't believe you're telling us that.
It reminds me of Quantum... It was called Quantum Theory, I think it was. And they were like, no, we're not ripping off Gears of War.
Oh, the Gears game.
And then, and
they
did everyone...
because Gears of War was good.
Yeah.
We never even played Gears of War. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're like, we're not ripping off Gears of War. And then the minute I played it, all I was like, this is a Gears of War ripoff.
Oh, you played that game? I feel
I played
so
the,
bad
I
down, for
I,
you.
I downloaded the demo on it, somebody who bought it, Chad. I was like, oh, you didn't buy it.
Oh, no.
Did you?
That sucks.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, no, everyone that I heard talk about that game who had played it had nothing positive to say about it at all.
Either way, yeah, the company size, I think the company size does have a thing and the fact that they were denying it, but Capcom were just beating them to it, that's all.
And I guess the Dreamcast collection, which was announced for PS3 and 360.
Does it contain Seaman?
No, it does not.
I'm not buying it then. Oh, you just put Seaman in it. Otherwise, I'm not buying it.
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of weird. Cause it includes Crazy Taxi and Sonic Adventures, which were two of the games they just bought over to Xbox Arcade.
Oh, do you know what that means? Just Sega have to do half the work. That's all.
Yeah, that's kind of... It's like, oh, you know what? We'll just repackage these two and give them to other games and have them buy it again.
They're actually coming out on PC, though.
Didn't they take some song out of Crazy Taxi that was apparently...
Yes, they took this song out.
Yeah.
Offspring.
Why would they remove it? Like, what's...
Licensing issue.
Licensing.
Damn. I'm sure Offspring wouldn't have mind.
That was the score for the game. It was like the one song they had. Or one that people cared about.
Sucks.
I think the other game is like Sega Bass and Fishing or something like that.
Sega, yeah, and there's also Space is Channel 5 Part 2.
Not part... Why... Yeah. Why are they skipping? Or am I not remembering the cap?
Well, it's called Part 2 for a reason.
Yeah, so why are they going to Part 2 and not Part 1?
I have no idea.
Maybe, is there a 360, is there an Xbox version of the original? Maybe that's why. Because I know they started porting over some of their games to Xbox and GameCube near the middle of last gen, so maybe they just have 10 and it's just like, we'll just up-res it and release it.
Space Channel 5.
So, while he's looking for that, what is everybody's thoughts on all of these collections and remakes and...
More availability is a better thing.
I'm definitely in favor of the ones I haven't played, having collections, and pretty apathetic about the ones I have played.
The only thing I don't like about collections is when, like, this happened to me once. I mentioned the Deus Ex collection because I bought it on Steam, and somebody was like, on Twitter, was like, is that a HD collection on PS3? No. What? Why do you want... didn't we go over this last week? Yes, we did.
We did. This exact conversation happened.
That's the only thing I don't like. I don't buy into them, because if I have the original game, I kind of prefer them to stay that way.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, if it's a series I never got into, but looks interesting and I like it, then by all means.
Yeah, I mean, it works well as a kind of history lesson. I'm still not too keen, and I'm sure we did this last week, with the whole doing it from just like last gen or even games from like recent.
Yeah.
Like the Tomb Raider collection or...
The Tomb Raider collection is just... I don't think they're up-resing them, though.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's
still
kind of
amazing. I think they're just porting them over to PS3, which is fine, because...
No, they're putting up the PS2 versions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
What else is there? I'm looking forward to the T-Michael collection. I would be down for Kingdom Hearts collection because Sony doesn't have backwards compatibility, so...
It would be nice.
I'd be interested, although I would straight up buy a Time Splitters collection. I think I should spend that last week as well.
You should probably send them an email, see what they say.
I'm going to ask Crytek.
Please send
I'm going to go down to Norfolk and I'm going to be banging on Crytek's door going, make me a Time Splitters collection.
It doesn't even have to be in HD, just get me the game.
I would prefer more Time Splitters over more Crysis, I think.
Yep.
Well, you're getting more Crysis than you are Time Splitters, and we're all going to have to just put up with that.
Need more monkey variations.
There aren't enough.
There aren't many fun shooters anymore.
Well, Bulletstorm's coming out.
Yeah, that's... What else is there?
Oh, you mean the Gears of War 3 beta that also comes with a game?
Yes.
Because that's why I'm buying that game. No word to lie. Like, Bulletstorm looks kind of cool.
Crackdown? Yes. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of a fun shooter that doesn't take itself too serious.
Other than Bulletstorm, I don't know.
I can't think of any recent ones.
Vanquish. But it's
not. Vanquish was fun.
It's not up there with Time Splitters. Because, you could play that online.
Vanquish seems more like that crazy Japanese style than Heaven, which is different than that goofy fun like Monkeys and Tommy Guns.
Why does it feel like Platinum Games is the only one going for that effect lately, by the way?
Because I think that's their marketing.
It's because everyone else is trying to make games that Western players would play, even though the Western players are playing the Japanese games that aren't trying to be Western.
I was about to say, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, Capcom have done it, because that's what
I know the Japanese companies, but Western gamers are buying Western games.
Yeah, but
if you look at European and state sales, it's like Call of Duty, it's like Red Dead Redemption, it's like it's sports games. It's not like people are buying Vanquish or Bayonetta or any of these. They kind of fill a market. I mean, even Final Fantasy didn't make it to the top 10 games this year. And I know you're your problems with Final Fantasy, but that is kind of...
Final Fantasy was a good game. You people need to stop saying it wasn't.
I didn't say anything about it.
As far as I'm concerned, it would have probably been a lot better had they not stuck Final Fantasy on it.
You know what? I'm on board with that concept. I agree.
Brandon's their problem, but... Yeah, I always forget Nintendo and pseudo-Japanese discussion, but they don't count in general.
Because even if you own a Wii, you're just going to get a Nintendo game, right?
Well, not so much that. It's more that it's probably the only company in gaming right now that has any type of global market where their games sell on all three continents. Or all three markets, I should say. Because you look at Japan and you'll see Nintendo games, you look at Europe, you'll see Nintendo games, you look at the States, you'll see Nintendo games. Mm. And I don't know what it is about them, but they do it, I think because they make games for them and they don't make games for a certain audience.
I suppose.
But yeah. So I think that will be it for this week, unless anybody has anything else to talk about.
No. StarCraft demo is out. If you haven't played it, play it.
We should have quit while we were ahead.
I know. So close to him not mentioning it. Thought he was going to forget again.
Oh, man.
How big is this demo?
It's stupid big. Because it requires you to download the whole game.
It is large and in charge.
Does it allow you to buy the game?
That won't fit in my recycle bin.
I have a big drive, so it'll fit in mine.
That sounds bad.
Really, because you'd think normally a big drive would be harder to fit in.
You know what? Okay, I think it's time to call this a wrap. So Mike stepped out earlier on us, even though he kind of went mute anyhow. But for Daniel, Anthony, Chad, and myself, this has been Dual Wielding Episode 16.
We're getting up there.
Yes, we are. I mean, soon we're going to have to start signing up for the army.
And we're legal in a whole bunch of states now.
Don't do anything bad to us.
We'll be right back.